VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here, ladies and gentlemen. As you are aware, shot mandates are happening all over this country. I mean, there are hospitals and clinics and other medical facilities that have been literally forcing their employees to get the shot or be fired. And some of them are told, and if you do, you cannot file for unemployment benefits because you've got a choice. And you're refusing to take the shot, so if you are fired, no unemployment for you. But it's not stopping with medical facilities, as mandates are made in areas of public safety like police forces and state patrols, and some are choosing to resign rather than take the jab. As such, we've got police departments that are being left understaffed. Massive numbers of those in law enforcement saying we're not going that direction. Mandates are also coming down from corporations all over the country as they're being prodded by the Biden administration to do so. Some people are being told, again, if you refuse this, don't bother filing for unemployment benefits. Well, this mandate is also coming to the heroes in our military, many who have risked their lives for the sake of their fellow countrymen. But these brave heroes are being turned into zeros if they refuse the jab. They're told you will lose everything if you do not comply. And accompanying all of that is it comes a dishonorable discharge as well. Do you see the picture here? These are people who have displayed great valor in combat missions. They've laid their life down on the line, and now they're being labeled as dishonorable for refusing the shot? Joining us today, we welcome Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. Matt, thank you for joining us.
It's good to be with you, Jim.
And folks, we're just going to say they have been inundated with cases at Liberty Council. They have got a lot of emergency things going on. Matt may have to leave at any given point during the interview today. So understand that, friends. We'll have him just as long as we are able. But Matt, your office, you've been inundated by members of all kinds of walks of life. But right now I'm going to focus in on members of the military. You've heard from them or their family members about these shot mandates, and it's truly amazing to me that these service members, of which have some very impressive resumes of very stellar careers, are likely to have that all erased if they refuse the shot.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how long they've been in the military, how many tours of duty, how decorated, or what their rank is. If they don't get the shot, they are facing worse than the death penalty, the dishonorable discharge. Now imagine someone that's missed birthdays, holidays, first birth, first tooth, first walk of their baby, and they've put their lives on the line. They've had colleagues killed, blown apart. They did it because they love this country. They served 29 years in the military, and now they face dishonorable discharge. Hmm. That is unbelievable.
There have really been reports coming out where decision makers have said now, even, and I've seen the stories. I mean, even the, was it these undercover investigations by groups that have found, and I'm just trying to find it, the story right now, but that those who have natural immunity are better off than the immunity that you get from a shot, yet these people are also being denied.
Well, in fact, if you look at the military, there's a military rule right now that says if you've had COVID before, and obviously having the natural immunities, you are immune. You don't need to get these shots, and the military is ignoring it.
Yeah.
You also have the emergency use authorization law. There is no FDA-approved COVID shot available in the United States. So you can't force it on the military or anyone else. It's a violation of the EUA, Emergency Use Authorization.
Yeah.
Moreover, the military are protected by a very strong law called a super statute by the Supreme Court, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. All of that is being ignored by the Biden administration and the DOD.
Matt Staver with us here today, and yeah, I just located the story. I was fumbling for it. I've got a big stack of paper in front of me here. This is from WND.com, October 5. where, again, it says Dr. Fauci and other public health officials continue to insist the COVID vaccines are superior to natural immunity, but three Pfizer scientists have been captured on hidden camera in the latest Project Veritas investigation saying otherwise. One is Nick Carl, a biochemist who helped develop the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine, told an undercover journalist that antibodies developed from a previous COVID infection are probably better than the vaccination. There's others attesting to this, but none of that is held up. None of it is adhered to, Matt, as it relates to those who have had COVID and saying, I don't want this. My natural immunity is better off than what you'd put in that jab.
Well, there are many studies that are proving that.
Yes.
Natural immunity is much better than any of these shots. We can look at Israel and we can look at the data in the United States. And we see that these shots, no matter how many you've had, they're not protecting you from the Delta variant, period. Mm-hmm. The infections in Israel are skyrocketing, highest in their history. And many of those, up to 80%, have had both Pfizer shots. So they're not effective. Natural immunity is effective.
You know, I was talking with somebody recently here, too, who had a family, and this is causing rifts in families across this nation, and a family member being told, unless you take the shot, don't come and visit us. And I said, well, what is the issue? I said, does the shot not protect you? I mean, if this is something that is the answer to COVID, then why is it that they're calling this the pandemic of the unvaccinated in that regard?
Well, you know, it's a lot of propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're seeing in the military, Jim, is a purging of the military. The people that are coming forth that are asking for exemptions are religious, primarily Christians. They're obviously being identified as such. And they're going to be purged. But we are actually filing a federal lawsuit, class action, on behalf of all the branches of the military this week. It'll also include federal employees and federal contractors, which maybe we can talk about that a little later, because the implication is huge.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you look at the military, we've had scores of people contact us, including chaplains. And I know you read one of the stories about one of the chaplains, and it is just heart-wrenching to see what's happening to the members of the military, including the chaplains.
It really is. And let me just share from your press release here, Matt, because you lay it out well at Liberty Council. A lead military chaplain called us requesting prayer. His heart is burdened by the flood of soldiers coming to him, many in tears over the abuse that they're experiencing because they're seeking a religious exemption to taking the COVID shots. Whereas private sector employees are forced to choose between the jab or their job, our military heroes face losing their freedom and even their future. The threats are bullying are unbelievable. Unbelievable. We've confirmed the same type of abuse with numerous military members. Many have served multiple tours of duty and foreign battlefields, have earned high honors, yet these heroes are bullied, shamed, and threatened. Matt, you're saying with solitary confinement?
Yeah, some of them are threatened up to 2 years of solitary confinement. We're talking about Navy SEALs. We just communicated with somebody who is coordinating, 600 or 800 Navy SEALs? One of our plaintiffs will be a Navy SEAL. We're talking about every aspect of the military.
Mm-hmm.
And they are bullying them. They are ready to discharge them and put them into a military prison in solitary confinement.
Amazing.
Over these shots. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up. It's insane to treat our military this way.
It really is. And, Matt, the other story that you've presented through Liberty Council that's just really gripping is about this U.S. Army, a U.S. Air Force reservist. He's scheduled to retire with full honors and benefits December 1st of this year, less than 60 days from now. He has served for 29 years. He doesn't want the shot. But as a result, he himself, less than 60 days left to serve, is now facing a dishonorable discharge?
Yeah, and less than 60 days for this reservist means 4 to 5 more days in the Air Force uniform. So 60 days total, but he's only going to be in the Air Force uniform for 4 to 5 more days for the different weekends that come up between now and December 1. And yet they're threatening him with dishonorable discharge. The military chaplains are saying that they fear the suicide rate is going to escalate as a result of this pressure.
Yes. And that is taking place in so many sectors across this nation. Matt, I understand also that military members are being told that there is no religious exemption. I mean, this seems to be a violation of their rights. I mean, this is in essence making religious belief a crime.
Yeah, they say there's no religious exemption. Just submitting a religious exemption sometimes gets somebody called into the commander's office to be berated, bullied, and pressured, just submitting it, let alone the fact that the military allows religious exemptions generally, and the federal law clearly permits it. They're saying, nope. And in fact, they're also saying almost zero medical exemptions as well, no matter what your medical condition is and how much it might subject you to even more risk to these shots. No medical, but certainly no religious, zero religious exemptions.
What's also so very amazing about this is the Department of Defense knows that the shots are causing serious heart problems. Some members of the military, Matt, the CDC has even acknowledged that men 30 and under are at risk of myocarditis and pericarditis just from these shots.
On June 29, there was a report issued by the military, studied by military doctors, and they studied men in the military that had taken the mRNA shots, Pfizer or Moderna. And they concluded that they are being injured by this myocarditis, this inflammation of the heart. Very serious, could be life-threatening condition. The day later, June 30, the CDC task force representative on Biden's task force confirmed the same thing with regards to the injuries to the members of the military. Yet they're still pushing this shot.
Friends, it's truly amazing. We're talking with Matt Staver at Liberty Council, and I was just checking before we went on air the VAERS COVID Vaccine Adverse Event Reports. This is the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. It is updated right now through September the 24th. There have been over 752,000 reports and have been submitted. Now, keep in mind, previous studies have shown that approximately 1% of cases, adverse events, are actually reported through this system. We've been told by some that that it takes up to 45 minutes to file such a report. Some hospitals are just disregarding this because they don't have the time to put into filing these reports. But even if we said it was 10%, folks, listen to these numbers. This is through September 24th. This is due to the COVID shot. 15,937 deaths, 71,036 hospitalizations, 85,377 urgent care visits, 117,838 doctor office visits, 6,737 anaphylaxis, 9,035 cases of Bell's palsy, 2,262 miscarriages, 7,582 heart attacks, and here's the one we were just talking about, Matt, 6,812 myocarditis and pericarditis. And keep in mind, this is approximately 1%. And here's one more fact here. We're going to take a break. 20,789 that have been permanently disabled. So Matt Staver will have a comment on these issues right after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, how are stars formed?
Chris, evolutionists say that each star condensed out of interstellar clouds of gas. But think about it. How could this happen? Remember, space is a vacuum, and gas in a vacuum would be sucked out in all directions. How could this gas become so dense that it would collapse by its own gravity? The pressures pushing it out would far exceed the gravitational pressures inward. There have been a number of evolutionary suggestions to get the process started, but all of them start with stars in the beginning. They say that a nearby exploding star might send out a pulse of energy that would condense a cloud of gas. But the question is, where did the stars come from in the first place? Not how do stars in rare circumstances form other stars? The Bible says that God created stars on day 4 of creation week, and the evidence fits that back to Genesis truth.
This is Chris O'Brien, thanks for going back to Genesis.
COVID shot mandates and the military, our main topic here today. I know we're going into some other subtopics as well. Matt Staver is with us, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. And can I encourage you folks, if you have not looked at their website yet, go to lc.org/vaccine. lc.org/vaccine. And you'll find all the information, I mean, a plethora, article after article, fact after fact. You'll find letters that people can utilize and have been utilizing for religious exemption reasons and so forth. But check it out. You'll see firsthand testimonials from individuals there as well. lc.org/vaccine. Now, Matt, just before the break, I was going through the latest report from the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, or VAERS. And these are pretty startling numbers. And when you consider that it's only estimated about 1% of those actually are reported into the system, even if we say it's 10%, it's pretty startling.
Yeah, on their face, even if it's 1%. You compare what we see with these shots to any vaccine that we had before this, before 2021. From 1990 to 2020, for example. Take all the vaccine injuries, deaths, and so forth, and put them all together. And this, from the COVID shots, dwarfs it. In fact, the numbers from the COVID adverse reactions and deaths surpass all the prior vaccines combined in about 7 months, from December until 7 months later. That's how serious this is. And this is the kind of thing that Biden is forcing on the military and also on the private sector as well.
Yes, and that's something where you're also involved in big time in the private sector, Matt, because I know Liberty Council has just been inundated with phone calls and people crying out for help and emails and everything else. You mentioned a class action lawsuit also that you're undertaking at Liberty Council with that's going to help protect the legal rights of federal employees, and not only the military, but federal employees and also federal contractors.
Yeah, the class action lawsuit will be filed later this week on behalf of all the branches of the military, federal employees, and that's a lot, about 2 million, and federal contractors or civilian employees, over 3 million. Now, let's look at these civilian employees. Everything, for example, and we'll just focus on the civilian employees that contract with the federal government regarding the military. They contract with everything. But let's just look at the military. And the military gets a double whammy, knocking out some of the best and bravest with these mandates. Then you look at the civilian employees, the civilian workers. Everything from the shoe on their foot to the most advanced fighter jet, the stealth F-35. It's made by these civilian workers. All of those, from Lockheed to Boeing, the drones, all of these are threatened. People with the most specialized capabilities and knowledge are facing termination or these shots. And I can tell you, they're very resolved not to get these shots. So Biden is willing to literally sacrifice the men and women who fought for our freedom, and all of those who support the military. It's unbelievable. This is a national crisis that's working right now.
Well, Matt, what's interesting, it's happening. This crisis is right now. You're filing this lawsuit, and people are finding these mandates. Now, we got the people across this nation that are either laid off or fired right now as a result of these mandates. Is the court under any obligation to expedite anything here as it relates to this class action lawsuit?
Well, we're asking for an emergency restraining order. And, obviously that has a certain – we did that with the churches. And that's how we got the litigation, mm-hmm. moving through the lower courts, courts of appeal, and eventually to the Supreme Court so quickly as we did. We're going to use the same strategy in this. Because time is of the essence. For the military, the deadline is approaching. And they're facing literally imprisonment, solitary confinement. And I'm not exaggerating. Somebody says, oh, that's just ridiculous. No, that's true. That's true. People, no matter their rank, no matter what they've done, no matter how close they are to retirement, they're facing dishonorable discharge. What does that mean? Imagine somebody who put their life on the line. As I mentioned before, they've seen friends killed, blown apart. They may have been injured. They've been away from family. The special ops are working in various places. Mm-hmm. They can't even tell their family where they are. They love this country. Many of them signed up after 9/11. And now they get worse than the death penalty. They get dishonorable discharge. That badge of dishonor will carry with them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
It is the most ultimate betrayal of the country against the men and women who defend our freedom. And that's why these chaplains say, faced with that pressure, they have no doubt that the rate of suicide will increase.
My. Matt, I know that this is something that is taking this nation by storm. It's members of the military, it's people in the teaching profession, the medical professions, the contractors who just make part of, you know, whatever it is that's needed for federal contracts. I mean, they are being impacted by this as well. And I know your phone lines have just been inundated with pleas for help. And I can only imagine the strain on resources this is at this time.
It's nothing like we've ever faced in our history since 1989. Nothing compares to it in terms of volume as well as in terms of emotion.
Hmm.
In terms of volume, since these mandates came about, which are not very old,
yeah,
we've been working with over 25,000 people. Last night, on a conference call, which we have every day for people, we had over 700 people on that line.
Wow.
We had one person on the line holding, in anticipation of that call, for over an hour before the call began. These are desperate people.
Yeah.
So we get calls from these people who are sobbing, no matter whether they're a police officer, military, doesn't matter what their rank or what they do, or a bus driver, or a teacher, or a nurse, or a doctor, sobbing because their whole career, their whole future is on the line.
Yeah.
And they're looking for help. They're desperate. And so many days I have, as well as our staff, we've wept over these stories. They are the most heart-wrenching situation we have ever experienced. So if you have a situation like this or know somebody who's being forced with this decision, get the shot, get the jab, or lose your job, go to lc.org, click the legal help tab, complete the legal help form, and then there's other material there. Watch the video, look at the religious exemption letter samples, and submit it, and then we'll be in contact through conference calls and through email.
Friends, again, if you go to lc.org, that's their website for Liberty Counsel, lc.org, and right at the top there, you'll see legal help, and you can click on that button right there. And I know that many people are doing that. I've heard from Matt of people who have both gotten the religious exemption thanks to help from Liberty Counsel, and I've heard from those who said no, they're not accepting religious, you know, exemptions or religious accommodations in this matter. They need to reconnect then with Liberty Counsel again in that regard, correct?
Absolutely. And in fact, we have many reports come in every day, you know, just thankful, because everything was on the line. And after they contacted us, followed the example, they got the religious exemption.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have these others that didn't. For example, Tyson Foods. Everybody knows Tyson Foods. That's the chicken company in Arkansas. But they have places in other parts of the country. So Tyson Foods, they're being, I don't want to say cute. They're being dishonest. They're mistreating their employees. So here's what they do. They say, okay, your religious exemption is granted. Great. Next sentence, you will have to take a one-year leave of absence, non-paid, after which you'll be terminated. It's unbelievable. That's not granting your religious exemption.
No.
That's not trying to reasonably accommodate, they are doing that as a template across the board.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And friends, again, there's not days that are not going by without getting more of the stories that are coming out. And we mentioned that VAERS, according to research, receives about 1% of the adverse effects reports. Here's from LifeSiteNews.com, a story, woman dies of degenerative brain disorder after COVID jab, sparking fears of long-term side effects. We have another one here. This one is from Western Journal. Denver police officer forced to take COVID vaccine. Now he says he lost the ability to walk. Then we have from WND.com. Mom dies of vaccine-induced blood clot. And then the obituary gets misleading label when posted to Twitter. And this is what's so appalling. This was a woman who took the jab. She got a blood clot. And we understand that Twitter put up one of their classic statements over the obituary, indicating, you know, kind of like a warning label this tweet is misleading. Find out why health officials consider COVID-19 vaccine safe for most people. This is her obituary, dying from the jab, and Twitter is putting that label over it.
Yeah, it's part of this whole propaganda that's actually killing people. This propaganda, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, the media, is killing people. That's it. I mean, I can't be more plain and blunt. It's true. It's killing people because it is censoring critical information about the adverse reactions or events and deaths and injuries from these shots. And it is censoring proper treatment to COVID. And they're pushing Fauci's, you know, failed version of treatment that people are getting in some of these hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, they're being mistreated in the hospitals because they're not being properly treated. Hospital is probably one of the last places you want to be with COVID. You want to do everything in your power to not go to the hospital.
Mm.
And at lc.org/vaccine, scroll down to treatment. There's a protocol, and it works. It's been published in peer-reviewed journal in December of 2020. It wouldn't be published in 2021. It was authored by Dr. Peter McCullough and others. That protocol works. The hospital stays, and remdesivir, they don't work. But what we see happening is an agenda that, frankly, what we're dealing with is life and death. Life and death. I tell my staff, this is a life and death issue. So, for example, Denver police officers, they got the mandate. One of them said, well, I don't want to lose my job. So what did he do? He got the shot. Now he can barely walk.
Mm-hmm.
That just happened. If the media wanted to report on that, they should. Now, I saw Fox News actually did report on it, very unusual, and they had the person on, and he shared a story. But you're not going to hear those reports anyplace else, and you don't even hear them on Fox News. If the media would be honest, these mandates and these shots would have ended a long time ago.
Matt Staver with us from Liberty Council. We're up against a break. We're going to take the break here. And friends, if you would like to call our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Check out lc.org and /vaccines. Again, much information there. But if you are needing legal help in this regard, you can go to lc.org and click on the legal help button at the top. As so many people are doing this, many thousands and thousands and thousands of people from across the nation. Back in a minute here on Crosstalk.
While living in this era of pandemics, economic chaos, natural disaster, and political strife, you may feel tempted to question whether God is in control. Yet when you look to the Bible, you'll find these events actually signal that His promises will soon be fulfilled. In the book Aftershocks, author Jeff Kinley reveals how current societal and global trends foreshadow the nearness of the end times and how the prophecies about what is to come should renew your passion to lovingly proclaim Christ. Aftershocks addresses the global crisis, the rise of anti-Semitism, the end times economic collapse, and how the COVID pandemic is being used to promote globalism. Aftershocks is available for a donation of $16 or more by calling VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Constitutional attorney Matt Staver is with us. He is founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Their website, lc.org. Folks, they're fighting on your behalf. They're fighting on our behalf. lc.org. And again, this has been a huge strain on their staff and resources. And they are just inundated with requests. Now, we just want to mention again, Matt may have to leave at any given point during this interview here today. But the information is critical. He carved out some time to join us and our listeners here today. And also know that they're there for your legal help in this regard. And I remember talking with Matt here as it was coming down the closure of churches. And he said, we've never been seeing anything like that before. Now, this is even topping that here across this nation with the inundation of the calls and requests, the pleas for help. Matt, this is not, as we mentioned, our main focus here was the military, but it's happening in the area of education. It's happening in the area of business. It's happening in the area of medical care. I mean, people that are in all kinds of, all walks, it's happening to students wanting to attend colleges and universities. And soon, we're also going to see that this is going to be a mandate like for kids, young people, grades K through 12. I think that is something Governor Newsom is seeking to do in California schools. This is troubling. It's covering all walks of life.
It certainly is. You know, and when you mentioned, and I said, we'd never seen anything quite like the churches, and that's true.
Yeah,
we were litigating holidays and weekends and in the middle of the night, getting orders from the Supreme Court even on a Saturday. Never seen anything like that. Volume was huge, intense. This is exponentially greater than that.
Wow.
We have trained over 70 of our affiliate attorneys to help us on this. We've hired contract attorneys to work with us on this issue. But, you know, the breadth of this is unbelievable, and the volume is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So it covers schools, employment, and the military. Those are the three areas. In the area of employment, it's every employer. It's everything. And these employers are getting pressure from Biden administration. No
yes.
question about it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like Alaska Airlines, for example. They've imposed the mandate. And the reason is they said, well, we have some contracts or we do some flying for the federal government. The Biden administration is forcing everybody to get these shots. And so we're having a health care crisis. Nurses are leaving. We already have a lack of health care providers. Doctors are leaving. They're resigning. Law enforcement are some of those are resigning, or they'll be terminated. And if you look at teachers, they're in the same situation. Bus drivers, anybody. It is the most absurd thing we've ever seen.
You know what's...
But it creates a national crisis that's coming directly from Biden.
You know what's interesting, though, the exempted group is unvaccinated illegal aliens. And, I mean, the story that came out here, I'm looking right now at WND.com, but Dr. Fauci downplayed the role that largely unscreened illegal immigrants have in the spread of COVID-19. And was asked a question by a reporter, are immigrants a major reason why COVID-19 is spreading in the U.S.? No, absolutely not, he replied. If you just look at the data and look at the people who've gotten infected, look at the people in the hospital, look at the people who've died, this is not driven by immigrants. So that's one class. Those are here illegally, Matt. They seem to have an exemption.
Yeah, they've got an exemption. Congress has an exemption because Pelosi wanted her staff, and so Congress, the House, the Senate, Biden agreed to it. They're all exempt. So any vaccine or any shot they get or their staff, it's only their free choice, no mandate. IRS is exempted because why? Well, they don't want anybody to leave because they want them to scarf up your money and give it to the federal government so they can waste it on abortion and other kinds of horrible spending by this government.
At the same time, you've got a member of Congress that is pushing forth legislation that would require anybody involved in domestic travel to be required to have the shot.
Yeah, put on a no-fly list.
On a no-fly list, yeah.
A no-fly list, so that you can't fly commercially and probably even privately anywhere in the United States or around the world. They're literally wanting to, and they've actually said this, if you don't get these shots, you can't leave your house. No work, no school, no restaurants, no grocery shopping, no travel. And you know what else? It's going to be no church as well.
Yep, yep. Folks, look what's going on in Australia. Look what's going on in New Zealand right now. Classic example of where the U.S. is headed. Phone lines are packed. Let's go to Lynn in Germantown, Wisconsin. Lynn, you're on the air.
Hi. Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm just wondering why no one is saying anything about treason. It strikes me that the Biden administration is just basically treasonous in this activity. I mean, they're coming against everybody in the country and against the Constitution. We have freedom of choice. What is going on? I don't understand why nobody's going after him for treason.
Thank you, Lynn. Matt, your response.
Well, you need a Congress to do that, and you got Pelosi in the House, so it's kind of a non-starter there, unfortunately. You know, we need to have people in both chambers, House and Senate, that really love America and that they understand the founders and the foundation of America. And the only way we can do that is when we come back to voting, and obviously the voting has to be fair in the next election, 2022, the midterm. They're very much afraid that they're going to lose really big time, and I think that's true. I think they will, because the American people are not stupid. They know where these are coming from. They know that these mandates are coming directly from Biden. You know, in March of this year, March 2, Biden administration issued a PowerPoint to the federal agencies about vaccine passports. We messaged on that. We have the PowerPoint online. Psaki, the press secretary, later that month said, "Oh, no, we don't want to do any vaccine passports." We said, "That's a lie."
Yeah.
And here we are. It is a lie because it's coming directly from Biden.
Yeah. Let's go to Phoenix, Arizona. Mike, you're on the air.
Well, the first caller kind of said where I'm headed. I think we need to just recognize that Washington, D.C. is at war with us, and we don't know it. We have foreign invaders being invited in through our southern border. D.C. is trying to kill Americans with a vaccine and propaganda. And now our military is under attack, and they're being treated as prisoners of war.
Wow, wow. Thank you, Mike, for raising that.
Well, you're right. You know, I wouldn't say all of Washington, D.C. There's some good people there.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly the White House, the majority in the House, and the Senate, you know. The reason why a lot of bad legislation hasn't passed, because some good people stood up against this socialist, Marxist, anti-American rhetoric and regime and agenda in the Senate. So we need to increase those numbers. And then, going back to the previous callers, then we can go down the road of, you know, other avenues. Maybe it's treason or something else. But certainly the White House is the most hostile in history to America and America's values. It is designed to literally destroy this country. And it is destroying it in many ways, but these four shots, don't underestimate what they're doing. This is a purge. It is a purge of people from all these sectors that ideologically don't agree with this administration.
Let's go to Willie next, who is calling from Milwaukee. Willie, you're on the air.
Jim, Matt, God bless you guys for getting the word out to America. But, you know, Matt, I just wanted to say America has been wicked for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And God did say that he was going to cause people to think that a lie was the truth.
Yeah.
And also people are going to die because of lack of knowledge.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
That means the Bible.
No, I agree with you. You know, you look at the scriptures, and you look at Hezekiah. He was a great king. Nobody liked him before or after. But what happened? Punishment still came to the nation because of the accumulated evil that had happened before Hezekiah. You know, the shedding of innocent blood, other kinds of things that we've done. You know, there is not, there has to be a consequence to that. And unfortunately, good people suffer because of the evil perpetrated by others. What we need, obviously we need to push back to this evil that's coming out of the various sectors that undermine, you know, America and our freedom. But what we ultimately need is a change of heart. What we need is revival.
Repentance and revival. Willie, thank you for raising that issue.
Also, Jim, I just wanted to say the Tyson factory chickens, aren't they owned by China? That way it would be a lot easier for them to cause havoc on the American people since China owned a chicken factory. Is that true?
I'm not 100% sure on that. I don't know. We'll take a look at it.
Okay, thank you, Willie, for the call. Let's go to Aaron in Grafton, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call. I love hearing this information. I have a father in another state who was dying from cancer, and all of his doctors are saying that no one is allowed to visit you if they don't have a shot, and me and my family choose not to because of all the reasons you're stating to not get it. And so I'm trying to send him information as much as I can to kind of have him see my point of view. And I heard you earlier reading off the stats from the VAERS website?
Mm-hmm.
I have been trying to find that on the CDC website, and it'll take me 10 minutes, and I'm so
confused. Let me take you how to show you how to get you very easy. lc.org/vaccine. Scroll down to the section, it's the first one, called Adverse Reactions. And then under that, scroll down, you're going to see it highlighted in red. And it says VAERS, V-A-R-E-S, all caps, data chart. VAERS data chart. It's highlighted in red. You can't miss it. And that's updated every Friday. And you can click on it, and you could read exactly what Jim was reading earlier.
Again, let me repeat that. That's lc.org/vaccine. lc.org/vaccine. And when you go there, you just scroll down. You'll see indexed, and then you'll see a section called Adverse Reactions and Deaths. And you'll have testimonies. You can watch the real testimonies. You'll see lots of information there. But in bold red, you'll see VAERS data chart. VAERS data chart. And you click on that data chart, and it takes you right to the information.
Wow. Thank you so much. I appreciate everything you both are doing. Thank you.
Thank you for the call here today.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's try and get Wayne in before the break. Wayne in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Yes, so these people know exactly what they're doing, and they have an agenda, and their agenda is to bring this country down. And I will tell you that this may not be the mark of the beast, but it's all in preparation for that.
Yeah.
You know, Satan knows what he's doing, and he's preparing the groundwork for it.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Wayne.
Yeah, things that we question how could happen, you know, before, now you can see it really happening.
Yeah.
And they do have an agenda, there is no question. And it's not an agenda that loves freedom, that respects religious freedom. It's an agenda that is anti-American, that really is designed to bring down the core values of America.
Matt Staver with us here today on Crosstalk. We're going to take a quick 60-second break, and the lines are just packed here today. You can write down our number. It's 800-733-9829. If you'd like to get a CD copy of today's program, you may contact our switchboard at 800-729-9829. They're available for a donation of $6. We'll be right back.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewreport.com. Recently, the Archbishop Vigano put out a stunning video clip. It's an hour and a half. Archbishop Vigano, a Catholic archbishop, is warning that Pope Francis, a Marxist and a Jesuit, is pushing the New World Order along with pushing what he says is a crime against humanity and the massacre of the world through the deep state's vaccination. What's ironic is the Archbishop is saying things and warning about things that I have warned about for years in my books, and yet I was called anti-Catholic. Yet here is, who will not call him Pope Francis, but calls him by his name Bergoglio, warning the Vatican has been taken over by the Jesuits, the Marxist, and is pushing a pantheistic New Age occultism for the New World Order. Pay attention, folks.
We so appreciate Matt Staver at Liberty Council carving out time for us here on the broadcast. And thankfully, he's with us here today to discuss COVID shot mandates, and the military was our emphasis, but they're coming on so many different fronts. We are going next to Pensacola, Florida. Julie, you're on the air.
Yes, I have a daughter that's out in England right now, stationed. Her husband's in the Air Force, and she has a job that she's working with a major company that works for the government, and she works at home online for this company, and this company is threatening to take her off the payroll. They're threatening to fire her if she doesn't get the vaccine, and she doesn't want to get the vaccine, but they're threatening to terminate her because of the vaccine mandate that Biden set in. What can she do about it?
Well, is she in the military, or she works for the military?
She works for a company that
so she's like a civilian contractor that's contracted to the military.
Yes, and her husband is in the military.
Right. Well, that's part of our class action lawsuit. That hopefully that should cover all, both federal workers, civilian workers of all sizes and shapes, including those that work, you know, with contracts with the military,
but right now,
and members of the military.
But she's facing 2 days from now, she's got to have it or else she's gone.
You know, right. Listen, this is a life and death situation. It's like playing Russian roulette. You know, you might have one bullet in the six, you know, chambers there, but you never know when it's going to go off.
Hmm.
Could be you. Even if it's not you, there are adverse reactions to the shot that may not be immediately apparent. So it's life and death that she's having to make a decision on.
Mm-hmm.
And she has to make that decision. And if she ultimately succumbs to it, you never know. Is she going to be one of the stats unfairs? God forbid. But I wouldn't want to take that chance.
Me either.
Because there's other ways to protect yourself against COVID. And by the way, as important as a job is, God will ultimately provide. Just remain faithful to him.
Thank you.
She is a Christian, mm-hmm. and she does want to keep her job. So,
yeah.
But she is a Christian, and she does believe. But, you know, she's faced with this decision.
You know, look at this Denver police officer. This just happened. Same thing. Loves his job. Got the mandate in Denver. Everybody get the shot. Doesn't want to lose his job. Now he's got two kids. He can't go tuck them in at bed at night. This just happened. And we don't know if he's going to get worse or not. But right now he can barely walk.
His kids think that their daddy is broken.
Right.
Wow. Julie, thank you for the call. Reach out to Liberty Council there if you can. Let's go to Ashtabula, Ohio. Gerald, you're on the air.
Yes. By the administration, I'm sorry to say this, he has committed first-degree premeditated murder to the American military and American citizen.
You think it's that severe, Gerald?
What's that?
Yeah, are you saying it's that severe?
I'm sorry.
You know, he's asking, are you saying it's that severe?
Mm-hmm. That's your opinion, Gerald, right?
He is premeditated murder with a gas.
Here's what I say. Because of Biden's mandate, there will be people who die as a result of this mandate. Choosing between their job, their military, or school, and getting the shot, thinking that, you know, okay, they'll get it and move on. And they may not see another sunrise. I have no question about that. People will ultimately pay the ultimate. And there's others like the Denver police officer. They may be disabled for the rest of their lives. And that's directly coming from a mandate that's frankly violating many, many federal laws, including the Emergency Use Authorization Law. Under the Emergency Use Authorization, you have the option to accept or refuse. Look, there is no currently FDA-approved COVID shot available in the United States. None. Even the FDA documents say that the BioNTech Comirnaty is not available in the United States. And you can't just switch bottles because they're legally distinct. And they know that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bait and switch, a total lie coming from this administration.
And Matt, isn't it true that we have not even seen the executive orders yet on this thing? I mean,
we haven't. About the military?
Yeah, I mean, so there's the threat of this. We say, yeah, we've got to do this, but that the order hasn't even been written, but it's being implemented without it even being written.
Well, there's two things. The EUA applies to outside the military, and Biden can't waive that. Within the military, the EUA applies to the military. But you have to have several layers of declarations, beginning with the president, going through other, Department of Defense, et cetera. There's a protocol in order to waive the EUA and require it to be used on our soldiers. That has not been done. I mean, everything that this administration does is completely lawless. They could care less about the law. They've got an agenda, and the law, just gets in their way.
Let's pick up Thomas in Madisonville, Tennessee. You're on the air.
Yes. Thank you, Jim and Matt, for being on today. I had a practical thought of why treatments are suppressed, why they're mandates, and why some people get exemptions. And the other day I did a search of the top 50 major shareholders of Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson. And it was an eye-opener to me, and I challenge anybody to look those up.
Mm.
I didn't use Google. But state teachers, pension funds, insurance companies, major banks, major utilities, other major pension funds, all are among the top 50 shareholders of those pharmaceuticals.
Thomas, I'm sorry to have to cut you off there, but we're less than 30 seconds. Matt, a comment you'd like to leave.
Well, it's pharmaceuticals and others that have an agenda. There's no question about it. But, the reason why ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine were censored is because they're cheap, they're generic, and it makes the pharmaceutical companies no money. And the FDA is loaded with those kinds of people. But, if you have an issue, you're being forced with these mandates, go to lc.org, click the Legal Help tab, complete the form, and go from there.
Okay, folks. And again, their number is 407-875-1776, and lots of information, lc.org/vaccine. Matt, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure, Jim.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.